I hope you had a fantastic weekend spending great quality time with those that you love the most. I was in a hockey arena watching my oldest son, Nolan, and his team play in a tournament, so proud of the way that those kids played. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, January 16th, 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, as bad and as tyrannical as things can seem in Joe Biden's America, just remember one thing. It could always be a whole lot worse. For example, in the United States, thanks to a few federal court rulings, mask mandates are virtually over in a vast majority of the country. Now, a few independent school districts are popping up, trying to get you to agree to muzzle your kids with a Sharia face muzzle, like a diaper, a bacteria-ridden, oxygen-inhibiting, disgusting medical device that you didn't authorize, and for mandating that the people that are responsible should be dragged out and given the old yeller treatment. And Joe Biden wishes he could make you mask up on trains and in airplanes and at the airport and in Ubers, but for now he can't. Well, that's not so in the rest of the world. In Germany, it's still mandatory to wear a mask on trains and in hospitals, even on regional transportation. And to keep the public in line, Germany has to rely on fear. And that's why the German government has decided to make an example out of Dr. Monika Zhang. Dr. Zhang has been a doctor for more than 25 years. She's dedicated her entire life to helping and protecting the public. But now that very dedication has brought Monika to the cusp of a long prison term. During the course of the fake pandemic, Dr. Zhang used more than 4,000 permits exempting members of the public from Germany's mask mandates. Dr. Zhang has never made it secret why she did this. She did this because she believes that wearing a mask all the time is bad for people's health. Yeah. And there's ample evidence to support that that's true. So now the German government has decided to make an example out of her. 2 weeks ago, a German court sentenced Dr. Zhang to 2 years and 9 months in prison, as well as a 3-year medical work ban and a fine equal to about $30,000. Now get this. The public prosecutor's office in Germany has filed an appeal. Why? Because they want a longer prison term for Monika. Of course, the actual response of the public says it all. There was nobody, not one person, at Dr. Zhang's trial protesting about how her care had hurt them or caused their loved one to get sick and die. Not one. There were, however, dozens of people who supported Dr. Zhang and the help that she provided them by sparing them from harmful mask mandates. They didn't care. 2 years and 9 months, and now they want more. Dr. Zhang is here with us now. Doctor, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me.
Of course. So do you agree with that assessment? This is all about fear making an example out of you so that whatever mandates the German government should decide to push forward on behalf of the monsters that are killing us will be complied with.
Exactly. There's a big, not really big, but there's a wave about prosecuting doctors in general. I'm not the only one, but up to now, I'm the one with the highest fine. There was another doctor, she had a penalty of 2 years in prison last year in Bavaria, but I guess not so many people spoke about. And there are a few more doctors also prosecuted. And also there's a big, huge wave about prosecution of patients who have mask exemptions. It's really ridiculous.
So the German government is going to target and prosecute those who received an exemption and chose not to wear a mask? Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly. Also, and it's really a huge wave. I mean, sometimes even police searches homes for just patients who have one mask exemption.
I don't even know what to say about that kind of tyranny. So in essence, you chose as a doctor to work on keeping people healthy and saving their lives. And now you're going to prison for that. If this is not a diabolical and cynical plan that was methodically thought out, with a forethought and intentionally released on the world, then why would they be doing any of this?
It's totally reversion. I mean, they confuse the danger of wearing a mask, which is really dangerous. Now we know. I mean, actually, we knew before, right? But the danger of wearing a mask, they reverse into it's dangerous to write mask exemptions.
So what about the public in Germany? I mean, are they waking up to this? Do they realize that this is evil and tyrannical and that this is a cynical plot to kill them?
Actually, I mean, my fine really woke up quite a lot of people because it doesn't make sense. I mean, it really doesn't make sense. Almost 3 years in prison for helping people and preventing harm from them. And on the other hand, you have like people who are harassing children and they just get a really small fine and they don't have to go to prison. It's really getting too ridiculous. So
what is this about?
A lot of people.
Yeah. What is this about, really? I mean, what is the real goal here by the government?
Shutting up people. Really shutting up people. I mean, it's fear-mongering on one side, and also, like, it's doing one example, and then all the others will shut up. But with the masks, it's ridiculous, because this was in 2020, I mean, 2 years ago, or 3 years ago almost. So now there are almost no mask mandates. So it's nothing important for the moment. Maybe it's also to distract attention from all the poison from the so-called vaccines. Maybe it's also that, because I mean, people are really dying from the so-called vaccines, and now the masks are no problem anymore. It doesn't make sense to prosecute.
Okay, so but they are. And you say that this is to silence you, and it's to make an example out of you, so that by de facto, the fear will help to silence anybody else who might be a dissenting doctor to this thing. But what is the ultimate goal? What is the ultimate goal for the government there in Germany, and quite frankly, around the world, from governments that are in lockstep with this agenda to get these shots into everybody?
I mean, with the masks, I think it's because in the beginning, right in the beginning, they were already fear mongering, and I was one of the few doctors who really dared to write this mask exemptions, because many other they already threatened then, but back then, 2020, there was no law against it. So they just invented in 2021, they invented a law or changed a law, so they can prosecute it now. So back then there were already doctors full of fear, because they feared not they couldn't practice anymore. And now I think they just want to show, because they can. It's abuse of power. They just want to show we can like destroy a doctor, we can put them into a prison, we can like take away their work. And I don't only have this three-year work ban. This is already ridiculous, but they put an immediate temporary work ban, which is in effect from January 2nd on. So for the moment, I am not allowed to work.
Yeah, they don't want you saving the people that they're trying to kill, point blank. They don't want you or anybody else saving the people that they are trying to kill. That's what this is really about. The masks, exactly. The masks don't work, right? I mean, you're a doctor. Do they work? Yes or no?
No. I mean, they harm people. And this was already clear right in the beginning. And exactly, they don't want to want people to speak up.
Yeah, so the thing about the masks is that they are harmful to people. They also don't work. But it's the ultimate sign of compliance. If we can force these people not only to mask themselves up, but if we can force people to put a Sharia oxygen inhibiting bacteria ridden face muzzle on their children and then send them to school all day long, we have got them. We can make them do anything. And that's why they slow rolled into the injections. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That was the preparation for the injections. I mean, now we know the big plan, but it was the preparation, because if you have a mask, you can't think clearly. One thing is you obey. The second thing, you can't think clearly, and then they can do whatever they want with people.
You're not a critical thinker. You don't think on your own.
Yes. And the ridiculous thing in this, the sad thing is in the story, that the judge herself, she believes in masks, she believes in like the corona pandemic, and so of course she can't like find a real just judgment. She's totally trapped in this.
Yeah, I don't know her heart. And I can't get into her head, obviously. So, but I can't imagine how anybody could think that they know that this is a respiratory virus, how anybody could still be convinced that masks are saving people and that these are actually vaccines, when in fact they are weapons of biowarfare, according to their own patents. These pegylated lipid nanoparticles are a weapon of biowarfare. Biowarfare has been declared by world governments against citizens of the world, against humanity. And I don't know how a judge could not know that. And I believe that they do know that. I believe that these people are just evil.
Maybe both. I don't know. I couldn't get into her head, and I didn't feel any heart in her anyway. I think they are just like brainwashed in the first place. So she doesn't have any other reality. For her, it's I'm the danger, and I have to be like in prison to protect people. That's her logic, kind of.
The list of people to be held accountable for all of this is so large, but we have to start somewhere. And judges like this who impose these penalties on heroic humanitarians such as yourself, I think should have a seat reserved at the table before these citizen tribunals, military tribunals, Nuremberg-type tribunals, grand juries. These people need to be held to account.
What makes me really sad that the prosecutors also, they are really happy to follow all these patients and to accuse everybody. And I mean, they are happy to like harass people. It's kind of sadistic what they do.
That's putting it mildly. Dr. Monica Zhang, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me.
You're welcome. Of course, anytime. We'll be praying for Dr. Zhang, and we hope that you will as well. One place that I would like to invite you this January 20th through the 23rd, that's coming up 4 days from now, 20th through the 23rd, Orlando, Florida. Go to restorefreedomrally.org, restorefreedomrally.org. It's not like any of these other rallies that don't move the ball, chant catchy phrases, fill big fancy arenas with jumbotrons and confetti, and then sell merchandise and tell you that everything is going to be great. Go trust the plan. No, this is where they make a plan. Okay, this is people coming together to discuss the issues and then actually putting together a mode of remedy, repair for this country. The guest list is amazing. Go there now, restorefreedomrally.org. If you can make it, please be there. It's going to be awesome. Restorefreedomrally.org. We'll be right back.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning!
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back. So researchers are continuing to find out more and more things about these bioweapon COVID injections. And they're publishing these things that should have been known and published 2 years ago, things that we were screaming from the rooftops, things that these agencies would have warned about had they known about them and had there not been an agenda to kill you and depopulate the planet. They would have told you all of this before they were forced onto the population. For example, this: scientists analyzing vaccine recipients have found that the bioweapon injections' pegylated lipid nanoparticles accumulate throughout the body. Now, remember, according to the patent that we showed you, the pegylated lipid nanoparticle is a weapon of biowarfare. So you were told that all of this would stay at the injection site, remember? Yeah, that was a lie, because they don't care about lying to you because they're trying to kill you. So scientists found out that these things accumulate in places like the skin and the liver and the spleen and also the heart and the ovaries. Yeah, researchers found that in the first 15 minutes after giving an mRNA jab to a rat, The amount of pegylated lipid nanoparticles in the rat's ovaries was 0.104 micrograms. After 48 hours, that was up over 12 micrograms. That's an increase of more than 100 times. And they're caught now, so the data is pouring in everywhere. Data like this. According to Public Health Scotland, newborn babies' deaths hit 4.6 per 1,000 births last month. That's more than double the expected rate. Newborn deaths, sure, they fluctuate month to month, but currently they're bouncing around at levels never seen before in Scotland. Dr. James Thorpe is an OBGYN with more than 43 years of experience in his field. He's a fellow at the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. He has more than 150 scholarly publications, not a single one of which received funding from Big Pharma. He has a special expertise in high-risk pregnancies, of which he handles thousands every year. And that, of course, also makes Dr. Thorpe one of the world's top experts on what these shots can do to pregnant women and their babies. In short, Dr. Thorpe is the expert that everyone in power keeps telling us to trust. So it's only natural to ask what he's been seeing in his own clinical practice. And to that end, he joins us now. Dr. Thorpe, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Stu, thank you very much for having me on your incredible platform and for speaking for my patients. Stu, let's be real clear to the American people. The pushing, and I would go so far as to say the forcing of my pregnant patients in the United States of America and globally is the most catastrophic, egregious violation of medical ethics in the history of humanity. We have published extensively on this. You've hosted those publications on your platform before. Our most recent, we have compared the COVID-19 vaccines and pregnancy outcome compared with that of the influenza vaccines in our most recent study. And what we've found is absolutely catastrophic. It is an abomination. It is scary, Stu. The CDC and FDA uses a risk ratio of twofold as a danger signal. Stu, we're not seeing twofold increases in the governmental data. We're seeing a 1,200-fold increase in menstrual abnormalities in my women of reproductive age. In pregnancy, we're seeing a 57-fold increase in miscarriage, a 38-fold increase in fetal death compared with the COVID-19 vaccines compared to the influenza vaccines. And there's 15 other extremely dangerous obstetrical complications that also far exceed the danger signals that I don't have time to go into on this brief interview on your show.
So the CDC, just to recap here, twofold, and you're seeing these, I mean, this is like a sigma type event here. I mean, these increases are statistically impossible to attribute to anything other than these bioweapon injections, correct?
That's correct.
So,
and I have 35 other independent sources that are perfectly consistent around the globe with the various governmental data here. And that includes, by the way, Pfizer's own data. And that includes four whistleblowers whom you are well aware of in the very geographic areas where there's political and there is a cultural focus on mandating, pushing, forcing the vaccine in pregnant patients like California and Canada.
So if we have blown away any CDC, you know, regulatory numbers that would cause alarm and a pause or a stop to any other injection, literally in the history of our world, what are we seeing here? What is the threshold? Why won't they stop?
I can't answer that question, Stu, because I can't get inside people's heads. But what I can tell you for sure is this was a fait accompli for pregnant women. They have purposefully targeted before the pandemic, in my opinion, I can't prove it, but there's an overwhelming amount of circumstantial evidence that the rollout of this vaccine has nothing to do with helping people or making people healthier. It has everything to do with some other agenda. And it was a fait accompli, even in my pregnant women, it was a fait accompli before 2020. And every communication I have from all the departments, three-letter agencies would confirm that suspicion. It's unimaginable. It's an abomination. It makes Hitler look like an altar boy.
Where have these studies that you've conducted and the studies from around the world that are finding similar results, where can people go to view this stuff and make sure that it's in front of their so-called elected representatives?
Yes. You can go to my Twitter account. Our most important, everything is pinned on my Twitter account. We have just in the last 2 years, 20 publications on COVID, including a book that we've written. Clearly it's available. It's on my Twitter account, James Thorpe MFM, I believe, at Twitter.
So I know that you're an OBGYN. I know that you're a doctor. I know that you're not a political strategist, but I am curious about your ideas here. Clearly, our government is not for us. It's a fake system. It's not representative. It's not a constitutional republic. It's not a two-party system. It's a uniparty system. Not one of them has called for the immediate stop of this in Congress. Nobody even wants to seem to even talk about it. When I call them, Jim Jordan, for example, he hung up on me and blocked my number. What do we do with all of this, with a fake government that wants us dead, that literally wants to kill babies?
It's a horrible situation, and I think that we, the people, have the power. Listen, this goes back to my president, JFK, whom they killed, assassinated for trying to destroy the medical, the military-industrial complex. He failed to do so. They killed him. They assassinated. It was a coup d'etat, as you know. And 60 years later, the military-industrial complex has morphed into the medical-industrial complex. And I will do everything possible with every last heartbeat that I have to finish JFK's threat, to splinter these agencies, the CDC, the FDA, the corrupt American College of OBGYN, the corrupt American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, the corrupt Society for Maternal Fetal Medicine, all advocating now for ridiculous wokeism, men getting pregnant, chest eating, nonsense. And they're killing my patients, and they're killing my constituents, and they're misinforming, and they're threatening every physician and nurse in the United States of America. When they are the ones giving misinformation that it has killed and injured tens of millions around the world, we need to destroy them. They need to be razed. They need to be broken into, splintered into 1,000 pieces and shattered to the wind.
All these doctors that sold their soul and prostituted themselves out for this and injected all of these pregnant women, injected all of these kids, how many of them are going to be able to live with themselves when they realize what they have done to all of these people? And when 5 billion people realize what has been done to them, where will be a safe place for these people to hide?
I don't know. I know it's a horrible situation. I know that 97% of my physician colleagues have drank the Kool-Aid and had multiple injections on themselves, probably the boosters. And moreover, they've pushed it on their immediate family, their family members and friends, and now all their patients. Now, I've done a change in my tactic in terms of messaging, because, Stu, I think that every time that I present these facts, it's too painful for my colleagues to receive. I don't believe they're in a conspiracy trying to kill my patients. I don't believe that. But I do believe they're misinformed and they're extremely confused. And I think they have an inkling of what's going on, but they are afraid to death. And when I show them the data, they respond in anger in ad hominem attacks because the data is so hurtful to them personally. So I need to change my messaging, and I need to do it in a more loving way, kind of like Jesus left the 99 to get the one. An approach like, okay, I was fooled too. I've made mistakes. I'm a human being. I'm allowed to make mistakes. I'm a human being. Give me that right. I've apologized. I've repented. Taking that type of an attitude, I think will be more successful in my personal messaging to my colleagues. And I think that it will move more of that middle 73% that might be movable and turn them into Dr. Asim Malhotra's or other such heroes like Steve Kirsch, who have done an academic metanoia when they see real data.
Yeah. It's just, it's too available now to use, you know, cognitive dissonance or ignorance, or I didn't know, that those excuses are just no longer valid. If you from this day forward are participating in this agenda, you are equally as complicit and guilty as all of those who designed this evil, diabolical, cynical plan to depopulate the planet. I believe that that's what this is. And they're doing a hell of a job. If somebody wanted to depopulate the planet, Dr. Thorpe, would this be the method that you would use?
Well, it certainly appears that that would be successful. I think that your hypothesis and that of Dr. Ben Marble, both of you, I greatly respect. Unfortunately, it looks like you guys were right. You and Dr. Marble, I was praying and hoping that you were wrong, but there's just this continued progress of people unexpectedly, suddenly dying, dropping dead every day, sometimes several times a day. It's got to stop. It's unbelievable. It's horrible. People have to connect the dots. This is not normal.
I agree. And the people behind it, our own DOD, it's insanity. And Pfizer is not immune from accountability. And until we take our last breaths here at this show, we will not stop until that is realized. Dr. Thorpe, thank you so much. We really appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much, Stu, for having me. God bless you. Have a great day.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
If you go and look up the benefits of having the right amounts and the appropriate types of magnesium in your body, you would then be shocked to know that 75% of Americans are actually suffering a deficiency and how critical that actually is to their body's overall function. If that's you, you might have increased stress and anxiety, low mood, sleepless nights, and ultimately an early grave. People actually die early from stress and anxiety and sleepless nights and low mood and depression and suicide. Yeah, that's actually a thing. So make sure that you have the right amounts and the appropriate types of magnesium in your body. Magnesium Breakthrough has the only full-spectrum magnesium formula with these seven most critical types of magnesium, the exact right amounts in their formula. Go there now, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Get 10% off using promo code StuPeters10 site-wide. All of the products when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We'll be right back. New year, new you. How many people save? Today, we want to talk to those of you that actually mean it and want to get back on track after the holidays. You can activate your metabolism to burn even that most stubborn belly fat, crush your cravings, maintain healthy immune system function, fight temporary inflammation related to exercise, even support improved digestion and a feel-good mood, all while eating rich and decadent creamy chocolate. EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. They've done it again. They've stepped up their game to help you step up yours. Use promo code Stu for steep discounts when you go to EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. Welcome back. So on Friday, the CDC and the FDA announced that their own surveillance system had flagged a possible link between Pfizer's bivalent COVID shot and an increased chance of stroke. According to the two agencies, their surveillance system, quote, raised a question of whether stroke risk was elevated in the 21-day period after being vaccinated. Nevertheless, the two agencies aren't recalling the bivalent shots or even asking people to reconsider getting it. No, they're still fully recommending it. Now, keep in mind, this is on top of what we're already seeing with myocarditis, an elevated risk of heart attacks in young people, and blood clots and weird fibrous clots and miscarriages, and the steady drumbeat of surprising stories of young athletes suddenly just collapsing on the field of play from unexpected heart failure. Let's call this what it is. These agencies know that the evidence is out there and growing every day and that these shots kill people. And these agencies know that more and more people are wising up, that these aren't vaccines, that they don't work to protect against an infection, and that we aren't idiots. We remember getting told that one jab would keep us from spreading COVID or getting COVID. One jab. We could stop wearing masks and hiding inside. But it was all a lie. The same people telling us that the injections work are still wearing masks and still hiding away from life. They keep frantically saying that another booster is what you need. And then finally, we'll beat the virus. But it never happens, of course. And we know why. And we figured it out. This is a biowarfare attack on humanity, and they're going to keep coming up with excuse after excuse to make us take one booster after another forever, no matter how many people they injure or disable or kill, because that is the agenda here. People keep asking, why don't they stop with all of these people dying? Because that is the goal. Prove me wrong. Dr. Paul E. Alexander served on the Trump administration's COVID team. He's now with the wellness group at dissidentdoctors.com, and he joins us now. Dr. Alexander, thank you so much for being here. Do you agree with me?
Well, you know, Stu, first of all, a pleasure always. And I would have to say today, I agree with you, because if I wanted to bring a bioweapon-type device and introduce it into my population, that I would slow kill the population and harm them, I would bring a vaccine just like this. I would bring these mRNA vaccines, these gene injections, the Pfizer and Moderna. I would bring it exactly the way it is. I would roll it out in the teeth of a pandemic. That is in the midst of a pandemic. And I would roll it out the way they did, piecemeal, across all age groups, yet with a gene injection that is suboptimal and does not neutralize the virus. All they're doing, Stu, is driving infectious variant after infectious variant. In other words, they know, Fauci, Francis Collins, Bula, Bansal, Walensky, they all know that we will continue having variants like the present one, XBB 1.5. It will be replaced shortly by a more infectious variant. Challenge is, one can become lethal and that could decimate humanity. That is why people like Van den Bosch and myself and Eden and McCullough have been pleading to stop these gene injections. There is absolutely no benefit, none, to the population. This is insane.
To the population, no, but for the people behind it, they're getting exactly what they want here. People told me that I was hyperbolic, Dr. Alexander, when I said that I thought that this was a plot to depopulate the planet. Looking at what it is now, it seems that we were right. What do you think?
Well, let's use some of my words, but I'm also using your words. We are killing the population. People are dying unnecessarily, and there is no benefit. You see, if there was some benefit to this right now, we would have to argue about that statement. But right now, there's no benefit, except these people are making money. So I would have to lean in your favor. There is some malevolence. I'm a scientist, but I can see no logical thinking here, no scientific thinking. Look, Paul Offit, Dr. Paul Offit, who's an FDA advisor, he was one of the advisors who approved these gene injections. He was one approving on the board with the bivalent. He has written a New England Journal of Medicine publication that is now saying giving these bivalent boosters, the same one you just mentioned, is irrelevant and almost nonsensical. He is actually telling the FDA that he works for to stop. There's no, don't give it. Let's see what they're going to do if they will listen to their own advisor.
We saw the military mandate go away. We think that that is an absolutely huge victory in this war. I think that there's going to be military commanders, actually, that sit back and wonder when the soldiers are going to come for them. Because when they find out what they have had done to them, there won't be any safe place for these people to hide. I wonder how many docs will start committing suicide. What do you think about that?
Well, I would agree with you. I'd even go one step further and tell you this. I believe that many, many of our police across America and the military are vaccine injured in various ways. And I believe in time, many of our military and police will die. Not if die, will die due to these gene injections. And I want to know how the military will respond and the police, law enforcement will respond to that. Look, if the general population is dying, if children have died from the shot, why not the military and the police? We have weakened and made our force non almost non-operational by what we have done. And I'm scared to see what the future is going to look like. And we're not being hyperbolic. The data is clear. We just want to know when will it stop. But no, and you know, Stu, you have to keep going. Someone like you have been documenting it. People like myself, McCullough, Reich, Tenenbaum, we have to keep going because only us are bringing it to the forefront. Let's keep pushing because people are listening. The public is.
I wonder if we as humanity are ready for what we're about to see. I think that we are going to have an ungodly, horrific year ahead of us. I think it's going to become a daily occurrence to watch people dropping dead, collapsing, dying suddenly. People that we know, people that we love and care about, people who we tried to talk out of getting these shots that went and got them anyway. People are having conversations now that refused to have this conversation, you know, just a year ago, are saying they know somebody who's been injured or who has died from this shot. And now they're going all the way and attributing that injury or death to the shot. People are starting to wake up, Paul, and 5 billion doses of this were given out.
I agree with you 100%, Stu. And the truth of the matter is we have to be compassionate, though, as we accept when they turn, because they are turning. And we can't turn around and say, we told you so. People are scared. They know what you are saying is absolutely correct. They're not stupid people. They're critical thinkers too. But they're scared. They know they've put something in themselves that we're not even being told how to turn it off. That's what we need to know. What do we need to do next? So until then, we need to just stop. But they're not stopping. So we have to educate the public, and we must be willing to have compassion and be open to people and to share information in a kind of a loving way. Not a chastising way, and to help them and to provide support, because they will need support. They will.
Yeah, I agree. I do want to say one other thing about that. If somebody says that they took this injection because they had to, that's not a valid excuse. Nobody other than kids were held down and forced to take this thing. There was always a choice, an uncomfortable choice to make, yes, but there was always a choice. So I don't accept that, I had to get this in order to provide for my kids. I had to get this in order to stay in the military. I had to get this in order to keep my flight medical. I had to get this. Nope. No, you did not. Uncomfortable as it may have been, you had a choice. Now, compassionate? Sure. But we need to now focus on accountability for the people that did this to you. And stop making excuses for why you did it to yourself. Do you agree?
Absolutely. We need accountability and justice with proper inquiries. Proper, but we need accountability. And what you're saying, you are saying something that is so true. Because had the population, had people in larger numbers, not just us, but larger numbers stood up with us and said no, they would have grinded the governments to their knees and governments could not have mandated. But it's because, look, I have to be blunt. People were scared. They had to choose whether to put bread on the table or to be fired, etc. They had their medical doctors siding with the government to push this fraud gene injection. So they caved. They were weak. Stu, we have to say, not everyone has that kind of backbone that you could tease apart things. Some people were just scared and they caused the governments to do what they did. That's what I'm trying to say. Not in a bad way, but the governments took advantage of that weakness. That's the point.
And it was all over the place, not just limited to the COVID narrative, but also a stolen election right out in the wide open, the trafficking of our children all over the place, CPS taking people, you know, and their kids away from them, trapping our loved ones in the hospital, killing them with poisonous remdesivir and ventilators. We let them get away with all of it. All of it.
Yes.
And they worked. It worked. What the government did, what the criminals did, what these psychopath murderers did, it worked. And now is the accountability phase. And I don't know if it's a military tribunal. I don't know if it's a citizen's grand jury. I personally am meeting with attorneys general. I personally am meeting with constitutional sheriffs. I personally am looking for accountability. And the people that are out here saying that Pfizer is immune from any kind of accountability are wrong. They're just plain dumb, or worse, they're in on it and they're shilling for Pfizer and they don't want the shots to go away because then maybe their grift ends or whatever other motivation that they might have. But they are 100% wrong. Pfizer is not immune from accountability. And I'm not only talking civilly, I'm talking criminally. And it's time that these people sit before that grand jury or that tribunal and yes. face that judgment for that accountability and that sentences are carried out. And yes, the yes. death penalty absolutely should be on the table when we're discussing what these punishments will be for the people that perpetuated this biowarfare attack on global yes. citizens and humanity around the world.
Look, Stu, I will add to you and say this from as an academic scientist. Look, you all people know where I've been, who I've worked with. I'm saying it like how Stu is saying it. We want proper tribunals, proper inquiries. But with proper tribunals, once we know and it is decided that you actually caused deaths, I want you to be imposed the harshest financial penalties and everything on the table. I want steep imprisonment. And even if we need to put the death penalty on the table, we put the death penalty. People need to be accountable for what they did here because they killed our parents. They killed our families in those hospitals. They killed our families with the lockdowns, school closures, and this fraud injection. We need accountability for this nation to heal, for the world to heal.
And the killing continues, and now they're targeting your children. Dr. Paul Alexander, for your bravery, thank you so much, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you, sir.
Of course. So how about you have a real doctor? Fire the poison-pushing killer and get a real doctor. Go to dissidentdoctors.com. Again, dissidentdoctors.com. That's the group of doctors that Dr. Alexander is a part of, Dr. Ben Marble, and so many other real doctors, not poison pusher Mengele doctors. DissidentDoctors.com, or The Stu Peters Show next.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
I treat my pain naturally, the pain from a previous sports injury. I use Curable CBD. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. I use their cooling roll-ons. I use the dry sprays. I use the creams. And now I'm into the tinctures. Go to curable.com right now. This is a family-owned CBD business. No, you're not running around getting high. No, it is not a marijuana plant. It is hemp. It is from God's earth. It's all sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. It's a family-owned business, and you'll get 20% off on all of the products at curable.com when you use the promo code STU. There are kids running around here with ADHD diagnoses, and these pill pushers, these poison neurotoxins are being shoved down their throat, and so many parents still haven't even tried the tinctures and use CBD. Why? It is your job to advocate for your kids. Do you have a loved one that's battling Parkinson's? Have you tried CBD? Allergies? Migraine headaches? Have you tried CBD? Go there now. Get 20% off site-wide. Family-owned business. All the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. Curable.com. Again, that's curable.com. Welcome back. So a lot of you might remember Tiffany Dover. She was one of the very first nurses to receive a COVID-19 bioweapon euthanasia, heart attack, clot injection shot all the way back in the last days of 2020. Infamously, but not unexpectedly, she collapsed right on camera after getting the shot. She's been out of the public eye ever since. According to hospital authorities, she just simply had a medical condition that caused a sudden drop in blood pressure, and she fainted. Nothing to see here. Lots of people, though, have speculated that Tiffany Dover actually died from the jab and that her death has been covered up. Well, Christopher Key has a completely different theory. He thinks that Tiffany Dover really is alive, but that she's been severely injured by the shot. Key's theory is that she's been paid off in a big way to keep quiet. We look forward to hearing a lot more about that theory and what evidence he has for it. To that end, Christopher Key joins us now. Thank you so much for being here, man. We appreciate you being here. So what evidence do you have to support this claim?
Brother, we went and pulled all the records, and we've now found that she just purchased a large piece of property in Alabama, and that she is building a brand new, beautiful home. And I went to her piece of property about 6 months ago to film and talk to her mother-in-law and talk to her and say, look, you know, all you got to do to put this to rest is go on camera and tell everybody that you're alive and this will go away. And her mother agreed to get, her mother-in-law agreed to give me an interview. And then they canceled everything. And I went to the property regardless. And I got confronted by the contractor. And then he got the phone, then gave the phone to the father, the husband, I'm sorry. And he went on to curse me and tell me every bad word he possibly could. And I'm like, look, brother, just put this to rest. Let's talk to your wife. Let's see your wife. And then when I confronted him that, look, if you're not going to do that, then you must have got paid. And he had no response. So it looks like, Stu, the evidence is that, yes, she's been damaged. And yes, she's alive. But they've been paid by Big Pharma to shut up and be quiet. When I went to the hospital, they all said, basically, we have no comment. We cannot talk about this in any form of the fashion. She went on NBC and said, I mean, the reporters said they talked to her. They never showed her and said on NBC that she was alive and that she would talk, but then she was on under a gag order. The hospital told me there is no gag order. So the only gag order could be with the vaccine company. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that we know what happened with Ernest Ramirez. His son, Ernesto, 16 years old, was Ernest's entire life, and he dropped dead from one of these bioweapon shots. Pfizer went to Ernest Ramirez, offered him big money to shut up and stop talking about his dead son. So obviously we know what happens at the hands of these pharmaceutical companies. We're talking about trillions of dollars. We're talking about potentially millions or even billions of dollars in damage that's done by, you know, stories like Ernest Ramirez, platforms like this one and like yours, and alternatives that are not bioweapon injections that won't kill people. And so we know that when we're inflicting that kind of pain on these people, that they'll do just about anything. Speaking of pain and weight, new year, new you, you've got a three-step process over at vaccine-police.com. Tell us about that.
Brother, we've now changed it to a four-step process. Very simply, the four-step process. If you want to have a new year and a new you, if you want to do what God commands you to do and test and prove on all things, you can't do that if you don't take care of the temple. And they are poisoning the temple with the water we drink, the food that we eat, the air that we breathe, the frequencies that are around us. And how do we stop this? How do we combat that? The four-step product protocol, number one, Jesus Christ. You have to accept your Lord and Savior as Jesus Amen. Christ. And that begins the process, brother. Number two, you have to detox the body. Okay. You have to detox the body. We believe one of the most amazing products to detox the body in the world. I can't talk about it or I'll go to jail. You know what it is. Our good friend Mark Green is still in prison now for 600 plus days. The one product I can talk about, Stu, is glutathione. Anybody out there, if you do the research on glutathione, you know glutathione is an amazing detox. But most glutathione is not absorbable unless you inject it into a vein. And if you get it in liquid form, it tastes terrible. Dr. Rick Lentini has a glutathione that has 98% absorption, which is unheard of, and it tastes like candy. And then, Stu, step two, you have to make the cells communicate. You have to make the cells communicate, and the best way to make the cells communicate is our holographic chips. This right here, I believe there is no disease. All there is lack of cell to cell communication. When you make the cells communicate again, the inflammation goes away. Therefore, the disease goes away. I believe this is one of the best ways to make the cells communicate. You put these on your cell phone, your laptop, your electronic devices. If you have any pain in your body, you take the little chip, put it where the pain is. I believe the pain will be greatly decreased, if not gone. If you want these for free to try them, all you got to do is give your name, address, and email to 205-936-9803. And the icing on the cake, brother, is the Deer Antler Velvet. This right here was a product that was banned by the NFL, the PGA, Major League Baseball, the NCAA. Why? If you ask any anti-aging doctor in the country, they will tell you, if you want to stay young, if you want to keep your mojo, if you want to slow down the aging process, you want to do synthetic HGH. The synthetic HGH has to be injected into your subcutaneous fat. But more importantly, Stu, it costs $4,000 a month. A layperson like myself, I can't afford it, okay? But when you do that, when you inject it into your subcutaneous fat, your liver transfers in what's called IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor. That's what does everything. Dr. Rick Lentini has deer farms in New Zealand. His deer, brother, their antlers are literally the fastest growing substance on planet Earth. They literally grow an inch a day. 1 inch a day they grow. Why do they grow so fast? Because the high concentration of IGF-1 is in the tip of the antlers. He's been able to freeze dry it out, put into a lipo delivery system that you spray under your tongue, that his scientists invented, that he has the patent that will give your body 98% absorption. This is unheard of in the supplement industry, but more importantly, Stu, If you do, he's got randomized double-blind placebo studies to prove that if you do the 100,000, it increases your IGF-1 levels clinically by 20%. If you do the 200, by 40%. And if you do the 300, which is what you and I do, it increases your IGF-1 levels by 60%. This is unheard of. This is why the body's able to rebuild, regrow, rejuvenate. We used to do this with our food, Stu, but our food is dead food now. It's all genetically modified. It's got pesticides and herbicides. And until we fix the food with our next project, by 2035, we'll have all the alkaloids back in the food, where that food is a medicine, that medicine is a food, will be for real. And I want to never have to sell another supplement. But until then, this is the answer. And guys, if you go to vaccine-police.com, we got a special. If you enter coupon code STU, where you buy one bottle, we give you the second bottle free, and we give you a free bottle of Sleep Miracle. Free bottle of Sleep Miracle. You can also go to getigf.com. The easy way to remember that, G is in God, E is in energy, T is in Trump, I is an idiot. Yes, Trump's an idiot for bringing this bioweapon to market. Yes, I said it. G is in God, F is in frequency, the number 1.com. Love you, brother. God bless. 205-936-9803 for free pain and energy chips.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Vaccine-police.com. I appreciate everything that you've done since we first met, when you were trying to save kids from those Sharia face muzzles. And here you are still helping people. We're happy to have you. Christopher Key, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Love you, brother.
Love you. You know, you can't knock something until you try it. Things sound really crazy. If I'd have told you 2 years ago that our own government would unleash and declare bio warfare on you, you might have told me I was crazy. So don't tell me that I'm crazy when I tell you that we have a doctor who told us how you can consume all of the carbs that you like and not gain all of the weight. Pizza and pasta and potatoes, you know, all the stuff that tastes really good, but you've been told to avoid. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew, thehealthyfat.com/stew. There's a whole scientific process. It's all laid right out there. Peer-reviewed studies and tests and all that. It's not some weird, wild conspiracy theory, but even if it was, it would be fact tomorrow. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. We'll be right back.
One of Dr. Zelenko's last innovations was Z-Flu, and it's finally here. This flu season could be one of the worst in decades, and pharmacies are running out of ways to fight it. Instead of relying on them, arm yourself with Z-Flu. Z-Flu uses high-quality elderberry paired with vitamin C, D, and zinc to keep your immune system at its strongest. Trust the name that kept you safe during the plandemic and protect yourself this flu season. Buy Z-Flu today at ZStackProtocol.com.
Sleep is one of the most powerful factors to upgrading your health. Everybody knows that great sleep upgrades you on virtually every level: body fat, muscle mass, mood, brain function, countless other ways. But taking melatonin can be problematic because first the body adapts, and then you need to take more and more of it, and it becomes less and less effective. For about 50% of the population, they wake up earlier than they should, which impacts their health negatively. There's a much better approach. Feed your body the natural melatonin building blocks and the transformers known as cofactors so that your body naturally produces melatonin. That's what you'll find in the brand new product called Sleep Breakthrough. Our friends at Bioptimizers have put all of this together. They've done it again. After years of trial and error and sleep tracking, they finally launched the new groundbreaking sleep formula called Sleep Breakthrough. It targets 5 different sleep pathways to give you the best sleep ever. You'll fall asleep in minutes. You'll stay asleep throughout the night. It helps you get the right amounts of REM and deep sleep. And best of all, you'll wake up feeling refreshed. Go to sleepbreakthrough.com/stew. Again, sleepbreakthrough.com/stewpeters. Of course, all of the banks are closed today, and so are the heavily advertised big box financial firms, you know, all of the Wall Street investors. It's a good time to talk crap about them, and we have a good reason to do so. So does Carlos Cortez, who's not one of those people who has a day off, because you're still taking care of your customers, your clients, on Martin Luther King Day. What are these banks up to? What are they doing?
You know, they're very liberal with their calendar. You have an economical calendar, and then you have like the social justice / victim card liberal calendar. We don't subscribe to that nonsense. We're here for our God-fearing Americans. And you know what they're doing, Stu? All the big Luciferian banks, they are actually getting ready for a nasty market meltdown. They put in Yahoo Finance. I read it for the benefit of you guys. Yahoo Finance had an article over this past weekend saying that they're putting $4 billion in reserves because they know this is going to be a financial Armageddon coming up. And so what are our clients doing to protect themselves? We're here to consult with them and give them strategies better than what the bank could offer, and actually give them protection and guarantees on their monies.
Wow. In a time like today, when you're saying protection and guarantees on their monies, that is a very confident thing to say, because obviously we've got a very volatile market. Rates are going drastically in one direction or another constantly. The market is going up and down and up and down. You're predicting a depression here of sorts. Make no mistake, we're in a full-blown recession, even though they changed the definition of the word vaccine. See what I did there? They're just changing the calendars around to give themselves days off and burn cities to the ground. And now they are just changing definitions all over the place. But we're in a recession. So Carlos Cortez, you can call him anytime. I give out your number. We're going to dox you on the program. 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. Yes, even on MLK Day, Carlos Cortez will answer your calls. Also, it's much easier to just book online if you want that personal appointment, no obligation, no money. CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com. We appreciate you being on this program, Carlos. We've got about 30 seconds left here. Final words.
I just want to say you have to protect your money going into this year. This year is not really going to be about making money, although we know how to do that. It's more so let's just protect your money. Let's protect your accounts, because it is coming. And if you lost half of your money, that would change your life. If you doubled your money, it wouldn't change your life. But if you lost half your money, it would change your life. And I don't want that to happen to any of our listeners.
Amen. All day. Like suing Pfizer, for example, for $1 billion. They're not going to even notice that. But that money, $8, $10 million, goes to some of these vaccine injured people. That completely changes their life, of course, because they weren't able to provide for themselves. It's all relative. Half my income went away. Nobody else would notice. I don't make anything over here. CortezWM.com. Go get it. CortezWM.com. We'll be back at the same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, God bless you.